Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Call 23, back there with a video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the subject of our home in heaven. So we believe that those who are saved, when they die, because they have eternal life, continue to live on in the Spirit in heaven with Christ. Our flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven according to 1 Corinthians 15:50, but because we are born again in the Spirit, when the body dies, we are present with Christ. The Bible defines death in the following manner in James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So when the spirit departs from our body, that body is dead. The scriptures describe then what happens to that spirit. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it says, Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So our body sleeps in the dust of the earth, but our spirit goes unto God who is in heaven. It's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8, Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord. So right now, while we are on this earth, in the body, we are absent from the Lord. The Spirit indwells this earthly body, but when we die, our spirit departs. We, meaning the born-again spirit, which is the child of God, is rather at that point absent from the body, but is present with the Lord, who ascended up into heaven after his resurrection. So all people who are saved have this guarantee that they will one day be with God in heaven. That is why the life which has been promised is referred to as eternal life, because we do not just live in the body, but we live forever, either in the body or apart from the body and with the Lord. It is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9 to 10, For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, when we sleep, which is the Bible's term for our body's death, we still live together with Christ in the Spirit. This is what is commonly referred to as going to heaven, as opposed to going to hell. Previously, we were on our way to hell, but the Lord Jesus Christ saved us from the damnation of hell and brought us out of the wrath of God. Now being God's children, we are promised to live forever with God. Paul described it in the following manner in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 to 24. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. So the death of a Christian in the body is not the end, for he has a home in heaven, and therefore to die is gain, because when we do, we depart and we go unto Christ. The only reason why we're here on this earth right now is because we have work to do, to go out and to preach the gospel, to make disciples of all nations. However, when our flesh passes away, our spirit will rejoice forever in the presence of God in heaven before the coming of Jesus Christ and the resurrection. I will discuss the matter of the resurrection in the following video. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.